With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports.
The justices voted 6-3 in ruling that an emergency powers law that does not, in fact, use the word tariffs does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs, including reciprocal tariffs he imposed on nearly every country.
President Trump says he'll impose a global 10% tariff as an alternative to the Supreme Court ruling.
Now I'm going to go in a different direction, probably the direction that I should have gone the first time, but I read the language. I'm very good at reading language, and it read our way 100%, but now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice.
President Trump is still mulling his options for a possible military strike against Iran.
Yeah, the president said yesterday 10 to 15 days is a clear deadline or a red line. And if they don't comply, bad things will happen, his words. Of course, they were negotiating in Geneva at the Oman embassy. Our case is that we don't want them to ever have a nuclear weapon because it would destabilize not only that region, but much more broadly.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 230 points. The NASDAQ rose 203 with the S&P 500 index advancing by 47 points. This is SRN News. A new report on government waste focuses on transgenderism.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford has released his annual list of the most egregious expenditures of taxpayer money, and bizarre experiments on animals are included. The report reveals the Biden administration spent nearly $250 million injecting monkeys, mice, and rats with hormones in an effort to turn them into the opposite sex. It didn't work. Animals were also injected with drugs popular on the LGBT party scene. Michael Harrington reporting.
This year's World Cup soccer tournament will take place at sites all across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and it's expected to increase prostitution in Mexico. Prostitution is not criminalized there. Mexico City Mayor Clara Brugada announced that the local government would help promote prostitution during the World Cup as part of a, quote, just society, unquote. This is SRN News. British researchers who have compiled the first detailed genetic map of cancer in house cats find striking similarities to some human versions of the disease.
Despite cats being common household pets, very little was known about the genetics of cancer in these animals until now. Scientists analyzed DNA extracted from tumor samples taken from almost 500 pet cats. They say many of the genetic changes linked with the condition are mirrored in humans. The researchers say that by studying the genetic changes that lead to cancer in cats, it might be possible to develop better veterinary medicines and potentially human ones too.
The BBC's Helen Briggs. The study encompassed 13 distinct types of tumors originating from different parts of the body, including the skin, bones, tissue, and blood. More details at srnnews.com.